We are going to have a very, very powerful and interesting topic to discuss, which is the importance of attending events and functions, especially the weekend function. And I feel we are really, really fortunate, those of us that are here, to have these panelists on the stage. I'm just going to introduce them one by one so that you know what caliber of people we have. And when they speak, make sure you take notes, because you will learn a lot from them. Let me start with Hazel, Emerald Director from Cape Town. And I'm told Cape Town is about 900 kilometers from here. It's not just around the corner. And when I met Hazel, it was actually her leader who used to organize people to come. But she has taken the responsibility and ownership. She's organizing her people right now. So I think she qualifies to talk to us. Then we have Adelina Machado, a Sapphire Director from Maputo, Mozambique, which is more than 1,000 kilometers from here, not near. And ever since I have met Adelina at this weekend functions, she has always organized a bus for her people to come. Consistency and persistency. Then, let me introduce Aune Kalume. You can already hear the response before I talk about her. It's my downline, a Sapphire Director from Windhoek, Namibia. One thing I know about Aune is that she attends functions all the time. But not only that, she always mobilizes her people, her team to attend. And in Namibia, we are so many leaders, so many sapphires. We used to come with one bus. Talk about comfort zone. We just count. If Nelly brings 10, this one brings 5. This one, what, we fill one bus. But Aune has taken ownership and leadership. Today, we have 2 buses from Namibia. And Aune's bus has more than 40 people who are attending this function. And last but not least, Mr. Watson Gandu. I don't know what to say about this guy. Emerald Director, who has taken his first step to Sapphire Director, from Livingstone, Zambia. Like he has said, when last year, October, it was only him and his upline who were here. And today they came with a bus of over 30 people. I know you agree with me, they have something to share with us. I'm going to ask them one question, and each of them will answer just to give us more information. Number one, I want to ask you, wonderful people, what are the benefits of attending functions? Because our people need to know. You cannot do those crazy things unless you believe there are benefits and if it's important to attend functions. All of you just answer.
For me, it's very important because I always tell my downlines that what I will teach you in a year, you will get over a weekend. And so for me, especially this function, it is so, so important. But you also need to work on it. You know, we know a year in advance when the next bloom function will be. So you need to work for a year on it. You can't wait till October and then start planning the trip. Because for us, it's 1,000. You know what I mean? 1,000. And so it costs a person. You don't just get into your vehicle and you come. It's really expensive. But you need to plan it, number one. And you need, as an upline, to motivate people, to tell them what they're going to miss. That's what I say. And then, of course, also I have the guarantee, since I'm in the business, I have a guarantee that I tell my people, for example, it costs us about 1,200 to come to Bloemfontein, 1,200. If you invest 1,200 in yourself and you come here and you say, because I make it a big wow, and you say it wasn't the wow, I will refund everybody 1,200. And never in my life did I have to pay anybody back. Thank you.
For me, Bloemfontein is everything. It was in Bloemfontein that I started to understand how this business really is. I remember that it was in one of my first blooms that we met Emmanuel and Nelly Domeni. And my team, looking at the things that they shared, they started growing and being directors and things like that. So it's very important. The motivation you get in Bloemfontein, it's very important. Something that happens with my team is after Bloemfontein, people get so excited and things really happen. It's the 3 months, 4 months after Bloemfontein is where we see most of the growth. New starts, more people doing more points, more managers, more senior managers. It's because of this excitement, this knowledge that people gain in this section. Is for me, it's very important. Also something, when I come to any function, on the way coming, I receive a lot of calls with the orders, people wanting to join. On the way back, the same thing. It's like God seeing that I'm really interested in this thing and assures us me that this is the way to go forward, getting more excited and share with the people all we have.
Yes, Bloem in South Africa. It is 1 year ago since I came here with my colleagues, and from the time that I left this place, I've never been the same. In Bloem, I get a lot of experience, I meet a lot of people, and you know, by experience, we are talking of what you have seen, what you have heard, and what you have done. And then when you meet people, you find that you get fired. And when you get fired, you get that fire that you take back home. And when you meet people, you actually talk to them. And remember, no man is an island. We all depend on one another, and therefore we need to meet, interact, and learn one from the other. And that is the reason why I encourage people to take notes of what everyone is talking about. Because there's no one who can just come in front and say, if you want rubbish, they actually talk about something that is quite sensible. You may get one or two things, and when you go home, please try to put that thing into practice. Thank you.
Wow. For me, the benefits of Bloemfontein, for me, it's an eye-opener. For me to be in this business today, I believe so much that it started when I attended my first Bloemfontein. Because here, I learn a lot of things, to grow personally and to grow, especially in Eagle Team, weekend function. Spiritually, it's an event that really moves. And I believe so much that if you want to go fast in life, go alone. But if you want to go far, go with many people. That's why we believe so much that when we are coming to Bloemfontein, we should come with a group and we should come with a team. Because my husband and I, we are not going fast, but we are going very far. And that is Five Diamond Director.
I told you. Second question. I'm sure many of us want to know, how do they sell these events to their team? How do they motivate their people to attend functions? Can you please just give us a tip how you motivate your people to attend the functions?
Like I said, you will start from tomorrow, because tomorrow Bloemfontein is over, okay? So on the bus or in the cars, you will start working on it, because you really need to start working on it, right? Then also have incentives. But for me, the big thing is you as the leader. You need to be part of the team. You need to be part of the challenges. You need to help sort out whatever challenge people have. And you know what? I told one of my downlines, if I talk, you don't talk. You know, because he was now still making excuses why they can't come. No, you don't listen to that. You just take all the excuses away, but you are also there for them. So you're not a major. You know, my husband is in the Navy. So you know that strict. You're not that type of person. You are a caring person. You are there for your team. And that, for me, is very important. But the big thing is to start from tomorrow, but be part of the team. Be with them, be there for them. I said, don't worry about food. We're coming to fill ourselves, not with food. So we club, we throw all the food together, and it's everybody's food, and we eat together over the weekend, and there's no time and money for food. We invest in CDs and DVDs and just bringing people to the function. Thank you.
Well, for us in Zambia, we motivate people by selling the events. We talk to them, guys, there's going to be this and that event. It will take place on such a day. If there are any funds to be paid, we ask them to start preparing, and then they start paying the monies. We keep on reminding them, we encourage them, and at the end of the day, you'll find that we're going to have as many people as possible. And you know, this business is people empowering people. We depend on people. People have to be respected. If you want JNLD, it's more or less like tertiary education, university, college, and going up. People, of course, know what is good for them. Once you share the opportunity, they will know, yes, this is very good. And when you go this side, this is exactly what we are going to get. And indeed, people are going to come on board. Thank you.
Yes, for us, how we sell our broom is most of our team members are just the young ones, the students, and they are very, very excited, and they are people who always prepare to go extra mile to do things. Now, for us, we do the flyers, like this time we have the flyers, for them just to go out and really encourage others to come with to this event. And we do the road shows whereby we have all the products, because a lot of people, they might say, I don't have money. So we prepare like weekends, we meet with them, and then we do the product talk where people come and then they buy, and then they sell the products, and by that they can take the money to put already in the account. They start small, even if it's 200 that you made in that Saturday, and the next Saturday you have 200. Before the month end, you find out that a person has already banked up to 500. That is enough, a good deposit to have to come to the weekend function like that. And the moment they made that commitment, it will be encouraging for them to look forward to the next month and even work more hard. That by the time we are coming, they were already, you know, paid up their money for the weekend function, even with their pocket money to come and shop. Because by the time they are coming back home, they have to come with something from Bloemfontein just to say, yes, I was in Bloemfontein and I even have something to take around. Thank you.
I think they have said everything. For me, the important thing is really planning in advance and putting all the conditions for traveling and keeping on giving the incentive of people to come, because it's a very good learning process. But we also sell, like Awuni said, it's traveling and being together, being as a family, knowing each other much better. And the role of the leaders, the directors in the team, is also very important, because they are the ones who pass the message. I make the encouragement to the leaders, and the leaders encourage the others to come. So working as a team, it's very important. Planning in advance, and all the time passing the message, let us go to Bloemfontein. We also try to commit people and say, put money in advance, and if you don't come, you will not get your money back, so you have to come. At the last minute, people tend to start finding excuses, but we put the excuses away. Like, I have a wedding, I have everything like that, but I also encourage the people, because I also have a wedding tomorrow, but I'm not at the wedding, I'm here, so you also do the same thing.
Wow, that's very, very nice. Because I know also that on my side, the other thing that motivates people really to come, you have people have never traveled out of Namibia. We had one guy said, I had a passport and it even expired without me traveling. So we use these things to say, don't you even want to go outside of the country? Because alone, where will you go? With what to do what? But now, with this travel, it's an incentive, like Aune said, to even come and buy new things, to meet people from other countries. So just find a way to motivate your people, because once they come, they'll get more than what they were hoping for. All right. Now, a lot of people can be motivated. Like after Bloom, we are all going home. People are excited. The first ADT or meeting that we have, we invite like there's no tomorrow. And everybody's coming to Bloemfontein next year. Next year comes and the number keeps dropping. How do you maintain that number from not going down or to secure that you still have a good number coming to the function? I think give us, as a group, a tip or two.
Okay. What I do, I make a mental note and I write it down. John Maxwell say you need to write down. So if I invited a lot of people, all the downlines, all that I had, made a call, spoke to them, and then I write down what excuses they give me. So the best excuse is next time. So when it is July, I start phoning. I say, remember, I know when you say something, you mean it. You said you're going to the next bloom, so it's going to be bloom in October. We need to start. And that is how I get people keep on coming to Bloemfontein. I just want to make an example. I have somebody here that I had to pay the tax man, and that's not very exciting. And of course, everywhere I go, I need to get a name. And so I started to talk because I wanted a name. And then we went for coffee, and that was the same week of Bloem, of Hartenbosch last time. And I said, you know what? Come with me to Hartenbosch. It's going to be exciting, and blah, blah, blah. I went on. And she don't know me from Adam. And she came with, and her family was so worried because you're going with somebody you don't even know. Well, this time she had another excuse. She said, yes, I'm coming, but I said, you know what? I took her again for coffee. I said, you know what? Come, let's go to the bank and get the money. She's, yeah. That's it.
Yeah, thank you. When we just joined JNLB last year, we had a few challenges here and there. But we thank God that I and my colleague have very good jobs where we are respected, and it was easy for us to approach people. And you know what? We used to point at people like Janet, Jesse, and Nelly Dumeni. We are pointing across the borders. But these days, it's very easy. They are pointing at us. Right now, I have my better half there, Mavis. I'm successful because she's behind me. Things are happening. Oh. There she is in the crowd. And then we have three directors. We have two in Livingstone, and there's also one in Lusaka. And then when we talk to people, we tell them, look, you can be a director like this one and that one. And above all, every month they see the checks, and they really get motivated. And then every Fridays we have meetings at one place where we invite new people, we talk to them, and we invite them. And every month when we have an ADT, oh, it is not a joke in Zambia. We invite a lot of people, we buy drinks, sweets, water, and the like. And when people see the lifestyle, we normally go to hotels. You know, we have raised the standards. There are people who have never been to hotels. So when they come to a hotel, they'll say, I think, they'll really say, yes, this thing called JNLD is really working. And you'd find that they'll actually come on board and join. And so I can assure you, Zambia is on fire. People are coming on board.
Just coming back again to Nelly's question. How do you keep your people coming every year with the same people? It's for us, we keep it very simple. This business, they say, is all about relationship. We keep our team so dear to our heart. We love them so much. And like now, the 80% of people that we came with them, is the people that we are coming with all the time. Because they just know that being in our company, they are so secure, they are so loved, and they cannot just afford to be left out. Thank you.
Okay, and you know these functions. Who knows about the JNLD Africa Convention in March next year? Do you know, as Eagle Team members, we can literally double this number and triple it, and using this information here, and make it big in JNLD function in Sandton next year, March? Yes, let's take up that challenge. We can all do it. All right. Now, traveling, it sounds good, but there's a lot that goes behind, and there's also challenges even on the way.
And I'm sure there are people, even in this room, who have gone through challenges to get here. But I also know that afterwards, those challenges will not even remember them. They say challenges make us strong. I don't want to ask them because I know they have a lot of challenges. I'll just give you mine since I'm the one leading the panel. I remember one time I was given a car by my husband, a mech to drive me and a driver and all that. We get to Ariam Slip before we get to the border, the car broke down. We slept there. We come to the border, they copy our chase number wrongly, which was matching a car which was stolen. We get to Uppington, we are trying to fix the car, the police is arresting us. And everything goes, we finally get the car fixed, we finally get here, we were four ladies, one guy, and of course we only booked for one room. We try to sneak this guy into our room. In a hotel, because I mean, you want the function at all cost, because what you know is what you are going to get from. And we arrived in Bloemfontein, I think 6 o'clock, and seven the meeting was starting, and I was the first speaker. But I did it. What am I saying? No matter what challenges you go through, don't concentrate on the challenges. Grow from them, because from there you are going to help other people who may also be going through other different challenges, but because they've overcome your own, you will help them. So in closing, I just want our panelists to give us a thought or two about the attending functions, whether it's GNLD functions, whether it's Eagle Team functions. Because we have people here who don't even invite one person. They just come as they are. Which means we are not really serious about touching lives. So I want them to give us just a thought or two in the little time that we have, maybe a minute each, and just one thing that you really, really want to give to the audience about attending functions.
Okay, the first thing for me is that the function only ends tomorrow. So we are still working to get people at the function. We went out this morning, instead of having breakfast and stuff, we went out for people for breakfast. So we were prospering, getting people here. I think there's more than, I think there's about 10 guests here this morning, because that was our goal. We came here so that we could have guests here. The people that couldn't make it today, it's going to make it tomorrow, because tomorrow is the day of Bloemfontein. So we are still working for tomorrow morning, okay? So let's go out and still go work. Don't come to Bloemfontein and then you just take in. You need to take in and give out again. And that is what we do. So the big thing is to really work the whole weekend till tomorrow morning. Because you can still invite people. Remember, they don't even pay, and that's what we say, come. And if they decide not to join the business, wonderful. You just tell them, you know what, I was just busy practicing. That's all.
Well, Diamonds, it's very important to attend functions of this nature. It is important that when you attend, you get all the information. And please attend all the sessions. It is an offense to miss any of the sessions. Attend all of them, get everything, and when you get home, that is not the end of Bloemfontein. Go and talk to as many people as you can. You can talk to 3 if you want in a day, but that is not the limit. Talk to as many people as possible. Talk to them so that they run away from you. And eventually, when they see what you have seen in Bloemfontein, I tell you, they will actually thank you so much because you have given them a life opportunity. Thank you.
They always say the eyes that looks are many, but the eyes that see are very rare. So I believe so much that when you are coming to the Bloemfontein to the weekend function in Bloemfontein, you are not only having the eyes to look, but you are having the eyes to see, and you go out and touch people when you go back to your place. Thank you.
What I've learned is that in every session, you always get different information. So I make the point that it's important to be in every session, because we'll have always something new to learn. Being in these functions all the time increase my belief. I believe more in this business. I believe more in the products. Look at the experience we had this morning of the lady that presents his health challenge. That is really something that make me believe much more. And we need our teams to also believe the same way as we believe. So we have to bring each time more people to come and have this experience that we don't get in any other place other than here.
I just want to add quickly, you know what? Not only Bloom functions, not only Hartenbos, but all functions, even the GNLD functions, it's so important at the end of the day. You know what? I usually blow it up, you know. I say, you know what? Warren is going to be there. And do you know Warren? You know, and especially men, because they're crazy about sports. So you will see him on TV and I say, did you hear? That guy is in our business, you know. And so it's just so awesome. And when you talk about Mocktail and you say, that's the I can man, you know. And so you blow it up because it costs 20 rand for us to go to a GNLD function. My word, that is nothing. And it's free for guests. So really work hard, because when people come back from a function, any function, they're going to join your business.
You are right, Hazel. And you know what I want to add on in closing? I have realized that you don't only learn from the stage. When whatever function, no matter how boring you think it is, you always learn something. It could be during the break you talk to somebody and they just share something that ignites you. And during breakfast today, I was talking to one of my directors from Livingstone, Sira, and he didn't know I was going to have this session. But the things he was talking, I said, does this guy know I'm going to use his wisdom to share with these people? You know what he told me about attending weekend function? He said, no one says it better than the whole team. Is that not powerful? It did not come from a stage, it came from a breakfast table. No one says it better than the whole team. Together, the puzzle becomes complete. And he said, because you can read books, but you cannot read my experience. No one could have read the experience of Mrs. Piri and get it the way she said it. And he said, everyone has their own time when their door opens. And being here, attending every session, you don't know when your door will open and your life will change. So good people, let's go out, help people, come attend functions and transform people's life outside there. God bless you. And thank you to my wonderful panel.